Hey everybody, Power Word Nerd here, playing another chapter of Wolfrup. Errol, I think it is most important for you to give our listeners the all-important recap.
Yeah. We started, and we were trapped in a farmhouse. Someone set fire to the door. So we escaped. But in the process, Jasper almost got his head cut off. Because the executioner was waiting for us, but yep. we managed to defeat him, and threw his body into the burning building. I took his hand because I thought maybe, you know, like the Doulahan would be happy about that. So I took that and I buried it with Oot's grave with the other hands, and then like after we were at the grave and put the hand there, we heard a bunch of commotion at the windmill. And you know, we went that way, and we found the Doulahan outside the windmill fighting that really rude bitch, and he killed her. And
then he was like, hey,
you guys, can you help me? And we were like, sure, whatever. And we helped him get into the windmill, and then when we were there, we found that the Reeve was in the basement. She was conducting some kind of ritual. She said it was for Tal, but there was a bunch of baloney. And so I went down to the basement and I saw her and I blasted her. And then the rest of the group came down and she was trying to use some kind of potion or something. And I was like, I should probably stop that. And so like I hit her arm with my sword, which is totally where I was aiming. And it knocked it out of her hand. And then eventually we overwhelmed her and we were able to kill her in the name of Oot and avenge Oot's death. And then the Doulahan was like, oh, hey, just so you guys know, I'm not actually a headless horseman. I actually have a face on my chest because I'm actually Fredward the blacksmith and I'm a mutant. And we were like, oh, snap, that's crazy. And then we were like, we'll let you go. Never mind. We're not going to let you go. We're going to kill you. And we did. And then your heroes, we were like, then we went to bed because they were like, yo, free room for the night did pop up, but at the same time, it didn't because I can't see it. I'm like, yo.
Which means you have one wound, and wound is gone. Of course, you have a fatigue condition constantly.
Cool. And that's useful.
Lingering disease, it may continue to go farther or longer. And then you have a fever. So a fever is you have a minus 10 to any physical and fellowship tests, which really, I mean, that's like every test.
Cool. That's great.
Yeah. All in your individual rooms, the only one who...
Character.
Okay.
Let's go and knock on Master Errol's door. I couldn't hear you either.
Interesting. Yeah. To the end of the hallway? So unfortunately, we had a problem with our audio. It stopped recording for about a half an hour. In that time, the party talked to Errol, and Errol informed Snorri and Jasper of his invisibility mutation, and they were able to successfully keep it from Ivan. They then departed on the carriage that was brought to them by the town, and they drove off and were harassed by two Altdorf soldiers approaching Uberschreik. And were saved by Rolf, and they elected to give Rolf a ride to Uberschreik, and that is where we pick off. So you guys, you kick the horses, and Rolf is there next to you. He's like, so tell me a little about yourself.
Who's he saying that to, Jasper?
It's only him and Jasper outside.
He's asking me a little bit about myself?
Yeah.
I'll say, well, I've lived in Uberschreik pretty much my whole life. And I'm actually a priest of Verena.
Oh, blessings be upon you.
And you too.
It'd be Renault, I fancy.
Oh, who is that? I would probably just...
The god of luck, mischief, gambling, things of those nature.
Nice. I'll say, oh yes, I could see that. What about you? Have you lived in Uberschreik your whole life as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. You know, I was with a company a while back. But, you know, we all got kind of separated, deserted. I was in the Uberschreck army, and I've just kind of been on my own since then.
Hmm.
Errol, you remember... The name sounds familiar, as if this was someone that you might have served with. As you're lying there.
I'm going to remain quiet.
Of course. I was like, yeah, you know, I just kind of do my own thing now. There's no one to report to. Honestly, it's very freeing.
Hmm. Oh, so, used to serve?
I did, yeah. You know, now I don't want any part of that. The Jungfrids, I don't know. I don't want nothing what he's got going on.
Hmm. I could see that.
Yeah.
Hmm. So it was fortunate you came here when you did, though.
Well, it's fortunate you. I would have had to walk. It'd be like 3 days, 4 days by myself.
Can we hear him talking at all?
There's open windows. You could, if you're intently listening, you probably could.
Okay. Do I need to make a roll?
Nah, I don't think so. It's not particularly difficult.
I just don't want to meta things in the future, so I don't want to be like, oh, this.
No, if you're you could hear them talking. So if you're trying to listen, you can pick out their conversation.
Okay. So do we kill this guy?
Yes.
Kill them all.
So, for us, meta-wise, is there anyone that we would trust to talk about Errol's corruption?
We don't even trust our party to talk about.
You know what? That's a good point. So maybe we could say that Errol died, and that we have a new friend, Gerald, that would always wear a mask. But we got to get a mask for you, and you'll be like the masked fighter or something.
Okay, so what do you guys do?
Oh, well, like I said, I used to be a priest, but we recently decided to join the Watch.
Oh, okay. By choice?
Not quite.
Not exactly.
You press ganged, huh?
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be a way out of it. You know. Just keep your heads down. Huh? Things will work out.
That's the plan. I mean, we didn't even really do anything. It was just, you know, wrong place, wrong time.
Nice story of my life. Well, hey, if you need anything, hey, just let me know. Maybe I can help out.
Ah, that would be wonderful. Thank you. Where are you staying in Uberschreck?
I've actually been staying with the Drumford in his duchy of Blackrock. Not with him personally, but in that area.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, you know, it's out of the way a little bit, and you know, I don't like to be in the big city, so mm-hmm. I gotta stay in the surroundings.
Sounds nice enough.
Yeah. All right, so you guys keep chit-chatting a little bit, pretty soon you get to where you can see the main gate of Uberschreck. It's by this point a little bit dark. And he taps you on the shoulder. Rolf does. He's like, hey, you know, hey, you can let me off here. I'm going to walk. I don't want to go, you know, too close. But hey, thanks a lot. I'm glad I met you guys.
Yeah, same to you. And I'll stop the carriage and I'll let him off.
Okay, so he hops down and he waves at everyone. He's like, bye, guys. See. Be safe, okay? You never know what's going to come knocking at your door.
Hmm.
Is that a threat?
No, I hope not.
Huh. Well met.
Bye! And he kind of trots off in a different direction. And you guys are in front of the gate. What are you going to do? There is a bunch of guards. Maybe so five down on the bottom, and there's multiple more on the walls.
What time of day is it, you say?
It's getting close to night, so maybe it's like 7 o'clock-ish.
We should check in with the watch. We have been missing for days.
I think we should
do that, and we should also look into getting you some surgery for that arm.
Perhaps, but it is late.
All right, you think we should go rest then?
We need to check in first, and then we can rest.
Okay. You can go. I'll check us all in.
Well, you got to get through the gate first.
Yeah. All right. I thought we passed through the gate already. All right. So I guess I drive up to the gate.
All right, so as you approach the gate, there's a few other carriages in front, and you can see they're forming a line. And one of the guards is walking up to the driver, and he's talking to each of them. A few moments go by. He ushers that one through and goes on to the next one. And in about 10 minutes, he's at the carriage right in front of you. And you can make a average perception test.
But I crit it already. That's good for like the whole session, right?
No.
All right.
So you can hear, since you succeeded, you can hear them asking the kind of normal questions. Who's in your garage? You know, where are you going? What's your business? Blah, blah, blah. And then he waves that one through and then walks up to your garage. He's like, okay, who are you? What's up to you?
Yeah. I'll say, it's Jasper. I'm from the watch. And so are my friends in the back.
Oh, you're from the watch, eh? What are their names? He's got like a little notepad.
Mm-hmm. Errol, Jasper, and Ivan.
Ivan, okay. Hold on one second, please. Mm-hmm. Can you just pull up over here? And he points up to a direction off to the right, onto the side of the gate.
Yeah, sure. Is there a problem?
No, of course not. It's just I gotta talk to my buddy about something quick.
Sure. So I do that. I do what he says.
Yeah, just pull up over there, okay? And he turns around and walks back, and you see him go into like there's a little room, like a door by the guard by the gate that he walks into.
Mm-hmm.
And a few moments later, about 15 outdoor soldiers with halberds storm out. Pointed at the carriage. Sorry, get down.
What?
Out of the carriage.
What's the meaning of this? What's going on?
We're not going to ask again.
No. Okay.
Who is this guy? Is this just a guard or?
This is just a guard.
15 of them.
Sounds that way.
Errol, you're right fucked now. All right.
So
Ivan
will get out.
Okay.
And he'll stand up holding his flail. What is the meaning of this?
Hey, drop that fucking flail!
I put it down on the floor. I didn't hold it, like, aggressively. I was just in my hand.
Yeah, no, so you know, still say that.
I know, I just want you to know that I wasn't being aggressive with it.
Okay.
He puts it down and then stands up. What is going on?
Hey, you'll find out when we tell you. Line up right here, and he points to a spot in the dirt.
Ooh, are we getting executed? This would be great.
Huh. It's going to be a short session.
Hey.
Is everyone else going to line up there?
I mean, what are our options to run for?
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'll line up.
I'm going to run for it. I'm going to see. Okay. Wait, do they have guns?
These, no, but you know that there are multiple soldiers stationed on the wall itself.
Oh, okay. So it's like if my short, stubby legs tried to run away, like they would catch me very quickly.
You'd probably be peppered with arrows.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. Yeah, I'll line up, I guess.
Errol?
Errol lines up.
Errol should just take off all his clothes and we'll be like, oh, we probably lost him.
Huh.
I need you to make a difficult stealth check.
Shut up, Don.
Yeah. It is difficult because of your fatigue. That is taking the 10 into account.
Yeah.
From here, yeah.
Bye, Errol.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Yeah,
that was gonna be a hard one to pass.
Yeah.
Are you gonna keep that?
You should take another dark deal. What's the worst that could happen?
Ooh. So close.
Question: can he use another fortune point to add an SL to that?
You know, there isn't anything that says you can't.
Do it, Ian.
So, all right. So, you were barely passing. Okay. So, you're able to somehow shield your pillowcase helmet, mask, and avert your eyes. They line you up. And the one that was talking that stopped you takes the lead. And everyone else forms a circle, a loose circle around you with the halberds at the ready. And they usher you down and into that door he walked through. And you walk through the interior of the gatehouse. Thick stone walls and a small corridor, just enough for two abreast. And they walk you down into this little room. And they deposit you in. And they slide open, or slide closed, a like iron set of bars. It seems to be a jail cell. And without saying anything, they just leave you there. And they leave a few guards posted outside.
Ah, we're getting a hero's welcome. That's so
in,
nice.
In case it wasn't obvious, they take any weapons unless you guys try to hide them.
I mean, it wasn't like out. So would they have seen?
I mean, they will pat you down for weapons.
Oh.
And unless you try to actively hide a weapon.
Errol will actively hand them his weapons.
Sure. I'm not going to make you stealth test again, so they take your stuff.
But yeah, Errol's making sure they don't get any closer than they need to, and he's away.
Of course. And you can see across your cell is another open cell, and they just put your stuff in there. They don't try to steal anything.
Okay. Yeah. I'll just let him have the weapons.
Okay.
Yep.
Jasper and Ivan?
Yeah, I'll hand over my weapons.
I have my weapon.
You only have one?
I think so. Oh, if I have others, they can take them.
Okay, so they take all your weapons. You guys can see your weapons. You can see that they have not been stolen. They're sitting in the room across from you. And they leave you alone for about an hour and a half. Would you guys like to do anything during this time?
I guess I would like to poop in the corner.
There is a small little chamber pot, which is just a pot.
Then I change my mind.
That would be something Snorri was used to.
Yeah.
Okay, so an hour and a half goes by, and then you see this, you hear this familiar voice. It's like, oh, they're fucking in here. And you can see Rudy walks up, and let me, and he's got another man with him wearing a high, almost pilgrim-like hat. With a trench coat on.
Oh no.
Hood pulled back. He's got dual pistols and straps around his waist.
And he's Van smoking. Helsing?
He looks very much like Van Helsing.
Nice.
And that's actually a perfect comp for like what he looks like. And then he's next to Rudy. And he has a cigar in his mouth. And Rudy comes up and he's like, hey, they're fucking in here. And then this guy turns to him and says, back the fuck up, all right? I don't need you anymore. The guy turns. He blows smoke inside of your jail cell. You know who I am?
I hear McCree.
No.
Oh.
You're the worst, Don.
Name's Matthias Hafen. Witch Hunter of the Sigmar Order.
You four know why I'm here?
Hunt riches?
Well, and other things. Keeping the peace ain't always easy.
And what do you want with us?
I just want to chat, really.
Blows another puff of a cigar.
Now, I was told, hi, to investigate the happenings. Now, one of you more sensible folk, how about you, little man? Points at the dwarf. You tell me exactly what happened. I'm just looking for information.
Hey, well, we started a fight against a little, what was she, a halfling?
Yes, she was a halfling.
We started our fight against the halfling and tried not to injure her too much, and then Master Errol, his attention was caught by some misgivings, we'll call it, and then some dogs of pretty clearly of chaos came and attacked the entire stadium. Master Errol fought bravely and was able to kill and destroy most of them. But we did not get out of there unscathed, as you can see, and I point at Ivan's arm. Ivan's arm has seen better days.
Should get that looked at.
That was our plan.
Is that all that happened?
Errol had told us about the two people, right?
I'm assuming so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so did. I'll relay that to him. Don does not remember.
The figure started it all, Don, had one red eye, one brown eye, was wearing a half mask, and had black leather.
All right, I say all that in my dwarven accent.
So he seems intent on this point, and he's like, what else? Yeah, after you say all that, he's like, what else can you tell me about?
His mannerisms, how he talked, how he walked. What did he say? Anything. Point me in something useful.
Well, it seems he was the one that summoned these dogs of chaos, so he's quite the agent and the agent for them.
And then he dropped the crest himself.
He dropped the crest himself, you said?
Yes.
Yes? Do I know that?
You do know that.
Okay, then. Aye, he did.
Interesting. Alright, now, we got one last order of business, and then we can let you folk go.
Okay.
What's that?
Well, there, little piggy, Verena piggy. You guys got all up and nice and close with these dogs, right?
Morgan kind of sighs and goes, that we did.
Hey, now I gotta do my due diligence. Just make sure ain't none of y'all infected.
Infected with what?
Well, with chaos, of course.
Well, about that, Matthias. Seemed to be a man who's well-traveled and knows quite a bit about it. If one of us was infected with chaos, how would you be able to tell? And could you rid them of the chaos?
I can certainly rid them. He smiles,
pulls out a set of tooth pillars. They're commonly used to either pull out tongues or pull out teeth from heads. And he says, I can get that corruption right on out.
But not all of it's so easy to see. So you gotta prod. You gotta know where to look. So, a quick once over and you guys are free to go.
While the two of them were talking, Ivan strips naked.
Okay, so he's like, you...
He just stands there with his arms out. Showing
you read my.
I just stand there.
He goes, after you do that, he looks at you and goes,
you read my mind.
I knew you were
little strips. Like that. Yeah, well, yeah. Quip strip search, and I can write this off in my book.
Yeah, so if, for instance, my arm had a bit of chaos.
Now, hold on one second. I'm still working there. Mr. Ivan, turn around real slow.
Oh, shit.
Do a 360.
Okay, comply.
Bend over.
Okay. So he's just looking intently, puffing his cigar, staring at your body for any ill marks. And seemingly content with what he sees, he says,
"Go ahead and put your clothes back on."
While he's doing that,
on the bunk with his legs spread out, so his dick
is literally just a stone floor, but you the same thing. And what were you saying, Errol?
While he's focused on Ivan, Errol's gonna start loosening as much of his gear and clothes. Like he'd take his breastplate off, but he starts loosening as much as he can to remove it as quickly as possible.
Okay.
And just kind of doing that, like untying his boots, whatever he can do to prepare to strip as quickly as he possibly can.
Sure. So you're getting ready. Matthias points his cigar in one hand at Snorri.
"All right, dwarf. It's your turn. You go ahead and disrobe for me."
Snorri starts to. As he's doing that, he asks, "Matthias, if, for instance, there was something on my arm, you'd just be able to pull it out."
"With Sigmar's fiery fury, I would cure the eruption."
Says, "And how do you mean?"
"Well,
mind my asking?" He's still getting ready to. He's still undressing at this point.
"You would be able to meet the halls of your ancestors in peace, rather than succumbing to the foul deeds of evil, pretentious, forgotten gods."
Snorri, at hearing this, is getting more and more upset, because he knows there's kind of nothing he can do for Errol. He says, "Sorry to hear that. There's no cure for it at all.
Death is a type of cure.
Ah.
And I'm most proficient in administering."
"But there's nothing no one can do." He still is he's undressing slowly. Like, he's trying to stall.
Yeah. So he once more answers you. He's like,
"Yeah. I'll show you if we need to. Keep going."
Right.
Errol, is his view focused entirely on Snorri, and he's not paying attention to the rest of the cell?
I mean, he is watching Snorri right now, yes, but you're in a 10x10 cell.
Right, there's only so much.
Yeah, it's not like you're outside of his periphery.
Alright,
Does he have his weapons drawn still?
They are not drawn. They're in their holsters on his belt. He has his cigar in his mouth.
So,
Errol's gonna begin slowly taking his boots off. Being real, as trying to call as little attention as possible, but removing his clothes.
And Snorri's trying to draw as much attention to himself as possible. So he says, "All right," and he's getting his shirt off at this point, and he's pretending he's struggling with it, his stout body is too much. He says, "Matthias, have you this stubborn thing? It's such a pain in the arse to get off sometimes. I wish I'd had some warning about this. Have you ever heard of someone being corrupted by chaos turning, a different color skin or something?"
Make a challenging entertain check.
Entertain?
That's the closest thing to performance.
Okay. Okay. Oh, God.
Remember, my life depends on this.
Well, yep. That's...
Thanks, Don.
So are you going to leave that -4 SL, Don?
Is there anything that I can do to make it an auto pass?
Auto pass. You can spend resilience if you have any. You can choose the result of a die roll.
Mm-hmm.
But those do not come back very easily at all. Are you going to do that option?
I will first try a fortune point to reroll.
Instantly worse. Auto failure.
Amazing. So for Errol, I will use one of my resilience.
Wow. Okay.
Auto pass.
Yeah, so you can choose the result. So what you choose a one, whatever.
Hold on, wait. So this is to make sure that he's focused on me and not noticing Errol, I take it, right?
For the next few moments, yes.
Hmm.
So you asked him if he's ever heard of anyone changing color?
Yeah.
So he seems to entertain you a little bit, almost flattered that you're taking an interest in his profession. He's like, well, I've taken down mutants all kinds of colors. And some get damn purple skin, slippery as a fish. Others grow green, have what seems like reptile scales all over their body. There ain't no rhyme or reason all mutation takes. Can even infect the mind in places you can't see. So during this time, your boots and your socks off. Invisible feet are exposed.
Yep.
And the rest of it.
Matthias, no disrespect to you. I was simply wondering, you know, in this age of chaos, have you ever had to deal with somebody being infected that you were close to?
So he looks over you, seeing that you're clear.
Put your clothes on there, dwarf. Now, you want to talk later? After y'all leave, I'll be more than happy to sit down and chat.
Aye, I'd like that. Seems you've dealt with this for quite a while.
I'll give you as much insight as you require. Appreciate now, fat one, it's your turn.
Is Jasper points fat?
It doesn't matter if it's true or not.
So, you know, you don't have to talk to me like that, you know?
I don't really give a shit. Take your goddamn robes off.
Steve, I want to try to walk in front of Errol and just try to block off as much of him as I can.
Sure, make a challenging stealth check.
No?
Well, you're trying to do it.
Well,
regardless of his role, because, you know, I can't meta like that. When he stands in front of Errol, Errol understands why he's doing it and just goes for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Challenging stealth. I hate cool. This game.
Cool.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I have a fate point, which I don't want to use, so never mind.
That would not help. That would not. Yeah, that also wouldn't do anything at all. So this is more like speed. So it's going to be some kind of an agility test.
Athletics?
You know what? That makes sense. Sure.
Yeah, because it doesn't have like separate acrobatics in this.
Yeah. Yeah, so make an athletics check. Because Snorri failed, he was not able to cover you like you thought. So it is going to be challenging, but with your fatigue, it's going to be a minus difficult. 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes!
So you are able to somehow just rip your clothes off, and he doesn't notice. He's focused on he's focused on Jasper and doesn't see. He just looks at Snorri as if he's just like an idiot.
And Jasper will, like, I guess he's got, like, his priest robe on, so he's kind of going to try to, like, not take it off as quick, like, pretend like he's fumbling with it.
And then he again, at this point, he's just like, let's go. I ain't got all day.
As
Snorri walks away from
the stuff with Errol.
Make a perception test. You need to beat two SLs because that's what he rolled on his athletics test.
You can make it easy.
Yeah, you can make it easy because you're in the cell with him and you're just sitting there. you notice him disrobe and just vanish.
Okay, sorry, Errol.
Oh no, it's okay.
When he sees that happen. By Ulrich! What has happened to Master Errol? He jumps up to his feet.
Matthias immediately looks over, pulls out both pistols.
What the fuck's going on here? Where's the other one?
You tell me, Witch Hunter, nothing was wrong till you arrived.
Man, it's pretty obvious to me.
Wait a minute. Snorri just like kind of looks in disbelief, like, what's this happening here?
One last note. As soon as Errol is finished stripping naked, he will move to a different part of the cell, so he's not standing right where he was.
Sure, of course.
Do we hear the pitter-patter of naked feet?
I don't think we hear that through shouting.
I'm just kidding.
So, he pulls out both pistols, he cocks them, beams them into the cell.
Snorri just kind of puts his hands up.
What have you done, Witch Hunter?
Do not throw accusations. You're the ones in the cell.
You're the one that put us here. Nothing was wrong until you came about.
You have 5 seconds, Errol. 5 seconds to show yourself. 5.
Wait, what happens after 5 seconds?
3.
What do you mean, show himself?
Where is he? 2. 1.
And he lets out both shots into the cell. I'm just going to roll randomly to see who he's aiming at.
Oh, God.
He cannot aim at Errol.
I'm sorry, Brian. He's definitely shooting Ivan twice.
So, let's see. The first shot. So, I have a D10. I'm going to go 1 to 3, Jasper. 4 to 6, Snorri. And then 7 to 9, Ivan. And then 10, I'll reroll.
Okay.
So, Errol can't get hit at
all. Never hit Errol.
What if you type in roll a D9? Would that work? Slash roll a D9.
I think you can. Well, I think you can roll anything.
You can roll a D9. Let's see here. So can I? I can't target you with your mutation. Period. That's one of the benefits of being naked.
True.
Nice.
Yeah. So here, if you, I put your mutation into your effects column.
Yeah, I saw it. But if he's not targeting, he's just shooting blindly.
No. He's shooting at a person. I'm just randomizing who he's targeting.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
No, yeah, no, he's aiming at somebody. It's just he does. I'm just not going to pick somebody personally.
Oh, okay.
All right. So slash roll D9.
Me.
1 D9. That was it. Okay. So let me do it.
Who was that again?
That's me.
Well, I'm going to. Yeah, that's still you. Me. He really wants to shoot you. So he aims a pistol shot right at Snorri.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what happens.
I'm going to use melee basic to dodge that.
Oh. Okay, so yeah, so he does succeed. He hits you in the body. Mm. And you're going to take, let's see, you're going to take 8 points of damage to the body. You guys still have your armor and stuff. They only took your weapons.
Okay.
So that's going to be subtracted by 6. So you're going to take 3 points of damage. I need you to make a cool test, please.
And challenging cool test?
Yes.
All right.
So you are scared. You get the fear condition.
No.
But what the fuck, Matthias?
And his second shot from the other pistol.
Oh, God.
All right, let's see who it hits.
It's me again.
Probably going to hit me.
That is Snorri again.
Yep.
Good.
So.
Is this where you use the other, use the same roll?
No, because we're not in initiative order.
Oh, okay.
But normally, yeah, so. He misses.
Yay.
So a second shot cracks off to the left of you, hits the stone.
Hey.
And then you see him begin to reload. What do you guys do?
What are you doing? Why are you shooting me? Did I have any corruption on me?
No, you didn't, but you're stuck in the cell with someone who does.
And I suppose that these bars here protect you while you're not shooting yourself.
I'm trained to not come to these effects.
And what makes you think that we're not?
Make a charm test. Average.
How close is he to the bars?
He's a few feet away. He's not like leaning in or anything. He's outside of arm's reach. Yeah, he's not stupid.
And ooh, I did it.
You may have a point there, Dwarf. Very well. Give me 1 second. You may have just bought your freedom. Sergeant Clumpet Fuck, go get me 5 guards with crossbows.
He turns, uncharacteristically, he doesn't say anything, and he turns. And Matthias then continues to reload, finishes reloading both pistols. And then a few moments go by. 5 guards with crossbows line the cell. And I wonder if I have those made. I don't think so. They stand next to Matthias.
This is what we're going to do. Thank the dwarf. You're going to come out one at a time to make sure whatever else is in there don't escape. Do you understand me? Aye. You all to nod.
Aye.
Jasper will nod.
Now, who wants to come out first?
Well, you did just
come out. To you all. Errol's going to creep over to the happening.
Of course.
Hurry up.
Gotta push him to the left or the right?
Whichever one where the angle makes more sense.
Probably to the left, because then you know to the right is the way out.
Okay.
So why don't you guys make contesting strength checks?
Ooh.
Which would be, I'm sorry. Yes, just normal, your characteristic strength.
Okay. No bonus for surprise.
You know what? Let's see. I'm going to give him a perception check to try to spot you. Because of your mutation, he has a minus 20.
Yeah, it's a hard test.
So a hard test for him to try to spot you. Otherwise, yeah, he will be surprised. Ooh, no, he failed. He failed. Big time!
I was definitely holding my breath.
So now, as he's surprised, he will not contest it. So you just need to pass. It's going to be challenging, but you have a plus 20 because he's surprised, but a minus 10 because you're fatigued. So that means you have a net plus 10.
Okay.
And if you can't select that, we'll just add it on.
Yeah, I don't think... Oh, I can. I can do it in modifier. So challenging perfect. With modifier 10.
Perfect.
This is kind of important, Errol.
Okay, wait. Yeah, so no. You're at 47.
Yay. No, he had the modifier built in. Oh my god, that's way worse.
Wait, hold up. You said he was at plus 10, which we can't do.
Right? No. I did it. He put it in as a modifier in the system. And now he rolled a crit fail. You know, I mean, there's always these dark dudes.
I mean, what do you have to lose at this point, Ian?
It's true.
God damn it.
Oh.
Dark deal?
Fate? Or whatever?
All right, so that's another corruption point. And you hear in your head, Errol, as you go for it, you hear... In like this growling, almost bull-like voice.
Blood. Don't run. Spill. Kill them all.
And you go to hit Matthias and knock him down. You crack. It's almost as if he's braced himself. He goes nowhere. You're up against him. I need everyone to roll initiative.
Oh, God.
I'm going to delete the guards that are not in this fight, and I am gonna find us a room that makes sense to what you'd be fighting in. For the map. Yeah, that's going to work. Okay, so we're at the Tin Spur. I'm going to move you into a room that makes sense. Just so we have a frame of reference.
98 and an 82.
It is the dark gods willed it.
Fucking true. Dark gods. Dicks.
So for this picture, if you go to the right, that will be the open doorway towards the outside of the gatehouse, Errol. And yep. So the rest of you were up against the back wall here. Snorri was at the door about to come out. He is still scared. And let me toggle everyone for combat.
Yeah, this is the dog pen.
This is the dog pen, yeah.
How fitting.
Jail cell. Yeah, right? Fitting end. Begin combat. Let's roll for everybody. All right, Jasper, you are first up. What all do you right. do? You do not have any weapons right now.
Yep.
All your guys' weapons is on the other side of this dog pen in that door. That door is open. They didn't bother to shut it because there's no one in there.
I guess I'll just try to... Those are guards there, too?
They all have bows.
Oh, God. Guess I'll just run out, and when I get to, like, outside the cage, I'll just get on my knees and put my hands behind my head, and I'll be like, don't shoot me.
Okay.
You're going to... Sure.
When you were like, I'm going to run out, I was like, no, don't die for me.
Okay. So that's your turn?
Yep.
Alright. This guard. They're looking for what hit them. So they're just going to make hard perception tests. If one of them spots you, they'll try to direct the other one to actually shoot you. So let's see. So what's perception based off of?
Sight.
I have it written down. For the NPCs initiative. I have, they don't have their full stats.
It's initiative.
Initiative? Okay.
Yeah.
So, initiative test, minus 20. So, first one's looking around. He can't spot where you are. Second one's turn. Same thing. Let's see what he rolls. Still not able to spot you. Third one, close, but no cigar. Fourth one. No. So all four guards are trying to look. You can see them swatting the air with their hands and their bows, trying desperately to poke something. And they just come up empty. Errol, it's your turn.
Errol's going to flee.
Okay. So to get outside, since you didn't knock anyone over, you're going to need to escape basically the any blows that might be coming on your back. So you're going to have the possibility to take three blows. So the first one is going to see if he notices you try to brush past him. So he's going to make his minus 20 perception test. He's not able to. Second guard, same thing. Let's see what he rolls. Not able to. Now Matthias is going to do this. Do I have anything that would help me?
No.
Oh, he has menacing. He's actually more intimidating, so I haven't actually felt even worse in that exchange.
Nope. Yeah. No retcons.
All right, so perception test, minus 20. Okay, so he's not able to see you. Errol runs out through the door, bursts out into the courtyard right underneath the gatehouse, and you see five guards with halberds running at you as they notice the door fly open. I need you to make a dodge check to try to avoid hitting them. Okay, so you were failing right now, and you re-rolled for a 99, so you're super failing. Would you like to re-roll again?
How would he do that, Steve?
I mean, it's the slippery slope to get to darkness. You crit. All right, so that's another corruption point.
I'm removing them from my character sheet for you.
Thank you. Let's see who would respond in the situation. So you hear this masculine and feminine voice again in your head. It's
like, don't forget to limbo.
And you go and you slide uncharacteristically, deft and agile, on your knees. You slide in between the racing guards with their halberds out, running towards the door. And you slide like full on guitar solo on your knees past them. And you clear them. What is your next move?
Keep trying to make it out of the building.
So you are in at the gate. There is the right into the city, and the left that's outside of Uberstrike. You're right in the main gate. The gate portcullis is not down, and those guards that were immediately in the area rushed towards the door when it opened. So right now you have a clear avenue to either direction.
I'm going to run into the city.
Okay. Do you have an idea of where you're going?
No. No, right now Errol's just running aimlessly, frantically. We'll probably just take shelter in the first outdoor place that he can.
Okay, so with that, we're going to go over for a few minutes, and I'm going to bring back the map of the city. The three of you are sitting there in the jail cell.
Yep.
And the guards are there. They get up. They're searching the grounds. They're swinging at air, and Matthias is like, God damn it. And he walks to stand in front of the three of you.
Did any of you fucking know?
Know what?
What he was.
Right. Nice.
You do a lot of talking there, boy. Ivan, what do you do? What do you believe in?
Believe in the strength of Ulrich.
Ulrich.
What do you believe in?
And you just think Ulrich's is kindly to those who just fraternize with the infected mutants.
If I had known he was infected, I would have killed him myself.
So why aren't you more eager to help me? In the eyes of your god, bring him to justice.
Does teleportation exist in this world?
For like high level magic users. It is so rare that something like that would exist that the average, even the above average person would never see it.
Okay.
What did you say, Ivan, in response?
If your men were not here with their bows trained at us, I would have helped. I am not dumb and do not wish to be shot.
Seems you truly have the strength of Ulrich. Way to let him go.
Ulrich. Let us hunt that foul swine. He is cursed. He must perish.
Make an average charm test.
Or, I mean what I'm saying.
That's why it's a charm test.
And also average.
So he's like, all right. Let's see if your mouth packs much of a punch.
I'm sorry, your fist pack as much as your mouth.
Let's see what that backwards you.
Are you trying to kiss me?
No, I'm not.
And he turns to the two of you, Snorri and Jasper. Snorri, by this time, your fear would have gone away, just so you're aware. Okay. And he's like,
and what about you two?
I still have no idea what's going on.
I'll tell you what's going on. We're going to have a good old fetching mutant hunt.
Ivan's going to pull on his wolf cloak and his pants, and he's gonna reach his hand out to Matthias and say, "I will help you."
Very well. Grab your gear.
And he shakes your hand. His pistols are now back in his holster. His cigar fell out, and it was put out, stomped on the ground. And he reaches into a pocket, lights up a fresh one.
Kevin grabs his stuff.
Now, Snorin Jasper, what's your decision?
Snorri just kind of looks at him a bit like with sadness in his eyes and says, "The boy saved my life a few years back. I do this with a heavy heart." And he walks past them and goes to grab his weapons.
Very well. His soul is better for it. Jasper, what say you?
I'll do my best to help. How do you expect to catch a man who you can't see?
You three know him best. Where you think he would go?
I could not say. If I was invisible, you'd never see me again. No pun intended.
I think that might be the case. Sergeant Clump and Fuck. Real. Yeah, what do you want? Hey, when you go back and tell Captain Pfeiffer, I'm taking these three for a few days. They'll be back when we're done.
Matthias, before we embark on another adventure, our friend Ivan here is in need of a surgery. Do you know how lucky if we could fix that first? We've been putting it off for too long, and you see what may have happened because of it.
Well, I can't stop the hunt, but you ain't no use to me, injured. You get your surgery, the two of you will help me in the meantime.
Oh, I wanted to kill Errol.
Oh, well, you don't have to go.
He won't let me. He just said he doesn't want me because I'm hurt.
Well, that's how he would react, but you can insist otherwise.
Do not concern yourself, my arm. It is just a flesh wound.
Matthias, you can clearly see that is not just a flesh wound.
Well,
you inspected him not too long ago yourself.
I'll be honest with you, it's not for me to decide when a man needs medical attention. It's his choice.
Well, let me ask you. Since we're dealing with chaos itself, is a wound like that more vulnerable to it?
What do you mean? A wound like Ivan's?
Aye.
It's what, more vulnerable to corruption?
Aye.
You don't need an open wound for corruption to get in. It's a common misconception. All you need is a whisper. Faint. A little whisper. Talkings of promises. All that you desire. It starts the back of your head. And then it never leaves. When things of chaos are close, those whispers can turn into screams. Split a man's skull.
Snorri just kind of gulps. Is there no redemption for him?
Putting him out of his misery before he's done any harm is redemption enough. He'll go to the proper place and we'll keep others safe. You have anyone in here, this city you fancy? Because right now they're at risk.
Do we have anyone in this city that we fancy?
I don't know. Do you like anyone you've met so far?
Errol? No homo.
Errol's going to die.
Yeah. Sucks to be Snorri.
Yeah, it does.
Alright, now three of you.
You guys, the three of you have your gear back. Errol, you have lost your gear. So you are butt-ass naked.
I think I've seen this show on Discovery. Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid.
And Invisible.
And Invisible.
That's the title. Naked and Afraid. and invisible.
So Matthias says to you three, now, counting on you three, where do we go first? Before you answer, Errol, please text me privately where you're going. And we're going to do three rounds of this. And if they're able to guess the location, then there's a possibility they find you. So text me that, Errol, and then we're going to go from there. And really, we'll take the night. And then after that, it'll be as if you escaped, because there's not going to be any trail or any way to find you. Also, for those listening, while he's deciding, we have started a Patreon. Check it out. If you like what you hear, give us $3. If not, keep on listening.
$3 will get you a signed picture from me.
That's not actually on there, but, I mean, we could add it.
I'll do it.
But, yeah, all we really ask is you like and subscribe. That's plenty for us.
Aye, this is quite fun for us, so.
Yeah.
We like to entertain.
We try. I can tell he's thinking hard on where to go.
He's going to Egypt.
Why not?
Going to Egypt. There is kind of an Egypt in this world.
Oh, then that's where he's going, and that's where I'm guessing he's going.
Okay. I'm going to ask you one question, Ian. But, so the three of you, where are you going to look first?
That bar we went to the first night, I guess.
Okay, the bar you went to the first night. That is the one with Sergeant Clump and Clug?
Mm-hmm.
That was the Raspy Raven. So you get to the bar, you look around, you feel like he hasn't been here. You don't see any signs that he's been through there. Where are you going to go next? So that takes up the first third of your night. You're not able to find him. Matthias is like, damn, it looks like he hasn't came here.
Say the fighting pits?
Okay. Well, let's go back where it
might have been turned.
So you get to the fighting pits. As you walk into the Tin Spur, you can tell it's been closed down because of what happened, that no one's been in or out. And you're looking around. It's deserted. So you look through the dog kennel, through the pits, through the fighter's rest area, and it seems like not only is no one there, but no one has been there since the fight, as it's been shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes up the second third of your night. You guys have one more guess. Matthias is like, God damn it. This is it. If we don't find him now, I'm afraid the trail's going to go cold, that slippery, invisible bastard.
Isn't he from Uberstark?
I think we all are.
You don't know where he's from, actually.
Brian, I think you should be the last one to pick something.
Well, I'm just going to guess from Ivan's perspective, and it's going to be wrong.
Good.
Well, I mean, you guys don't know. You have no clues to go on.
That's right. You don't want to catch him. Fuck.
Well, we already. I actually picked the place that I thought he might have gone to, so.
Are we picking, like, one of these areas that's listed, or a specific spot?
So, you can do anything. If you want to pick a specific area, if you get a hit, I'll ask you to narrow it down. If not, then you spend the remaining night searching that area in vain. If you want to do it that way. So, the market plots? Okay, now where exactly in the market plots do you want to look?
The spot that Earl is.
That's it. No, all right, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you some spots in the market plots. So these, where is it? Are straight out of the book. And we're going to go from there. All right, so I'm just going to read them in order. So your options are the High Temple of Sigmar, the Physician's Guild, which, by the way, is where surgery would happen, the Temple of Shalia, the Temple of Verena, the Town Hall, Sprickstumpf. That is the giant tree that you guys got into the riot in the first place. the theater, and the watch station, which is like a... It's like a... trying to think of what... It's not like the barracks. It's like a, you know, a forward outpost.
Temple of Sigmar.
Okay. So you go to the Temple of Sigmar. You're looking around. You walk in. You see a statue on the inside of Sigmar Heldenhammer with Galmaraz in his hand, lifted up towards the heavens. There are effigies of past emperors emblazoned in the stained glass windows of the temple. And as you walk around, unfortunately, it seems like he has not been there.
Ooh, well.
And it gets to the beginning of the day on the 27th. And he's like, damn, looks like the trail's gone cold. Fuck. Well, I appreciate you guys trying.
If we find him along the way, I'll be sure to set him straight and put him in the ground.
That's all I can ask. If I come across anything, I'll be sure to let you know.
Okay. So,
thanks.
All right. So it's like 6 in the morning. So right now it's like you're extremely tired. You need a good day's rest before you guys do anything else. I mean, you can keep going, but you're going to get fatigue conditions.
I'll go sleep.
Okay, so you guys walk back to your barracks. No one bothers you, and you go to bed. Errol, what is your plan? Would you like to try to make contact with these your friends?
No.
No? Okay, so you found some food. You were able to find a fire outside just outside of the marketplace where the riot happened. What would you like to do with your character if you're not going to try to rejoin them?
Errol is going to live on the street. Constantly changing his location, just in constant fear. And just stealing the things he needs to survive. It's kind of fitting in the end that he didn't die because of fear, but in a way the prophecy that set him on his path in the first place came true, because he now lives his life in constant fear. Fear he'll be caught. Fear he'll be executed. Fear that he'll cost his friends something, their lives, their freedom. And yeah, that's it. He just lives in the shadows in the city.
That's kind of sad.
It is. Yep.
Yeah.
Look at me in the feels. All right. So, then, if you're all right with it, your character would become an NPC.
Yep.
Okay.
Can Ian be Rudy now?
So I think you. I kind of know, because we've talked a little bit about what your plans are. Ian, if you want to send me a more in-depth backstory, you can either give me a brand new story, or you can take over for somebody.
I will give you a brand new story, but okay. I will tailor it to the event okay. that happened. So,
right. No, that work.
Okay, so then we'll get together, and you can send me that in the future. And poor Errol, his story with the group and his aims, dreams, and hopes of one day ruling Uberschrake were ultimately dashed by the chaos dogs of Slaanesh. Whispers of greatness in his ears. I think that's a good stopping point.
Yeah.
I think we can end a little early tonight. Snorri.
Yo.
I am going to reward you because you were willing to give up your resilience point. And keeping in line with your motivations to save Errol, I'm going to grant you a resilience point. You get those back whenever you do something of extreme importance with keeping in your motivations.
Cool. Can you add that back to me? I switched over to my laptop and right mouse click doesn't want to work. So that's cool.
Okay, two resilience. And yeah, thanks everyone for listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a slightly emotional night.
I'll miss you guys.
Oh. Who the fuck was that?
We'll see you next time. We're not going to meet together for next week. It is Christmas. So everyone have a wonderful Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. And we'll see you the week after.
Don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe.